We have been on a journey of spiritual disciplines for the last couple of months with a couple of other topics in between. Today is spiritual discipline number 5. It's called holiness. Before we get to our scripture on holiness, let me invite you to ponder a couple of things. Let me borrow a phrase from Dr. David Jeremiah. First of all, from his series on heaven, he said this: how much time will I want to invest in what doesn't really matter? How much time do we spend each week in what just doesn't matter for eternity? He went on to say, the world, and to some degree the church, has a very high tolerance for sin today, and that high tolerance for sin testifies of our failure to prepare for heaven. Heaven is a holy place. God Himself is pure holiness, pure love, pure goodness. And Hebrews 12:14 reminds us, without holiness, no one will see God. And may I just suggest to us today, because sometimes I think we think that holiness was for somebody of yesteryear, or holiness is another church that has holiness connected to it. But may I suggest to us, brothers and sisters, if we have been born again of the Holy Spirit of God, if we have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus, He challenges His church to be holy people in and out of the church house. Oh, it's pretty easy to be holy for an hour on Sundays, right? That's not too tough. But He challenges us to be a holy people the rest of our lives too. That's why I wonder, and I've been thinking about this statement that Dr. Jeremiah made in his series. How much time am I spending every day on stuff that doesn't matter? Am I investing in eternity? I'm not saying you can't sleep, can't eat, or can't work. We've got to do all three. But all the in-between stuff, how much time are we investing in stuff that doesn't matter and never will? Do we live holy lives in our society, in our workplaces, at our farms, at our family, around our family? Do we who claim the name of Jesus live holy lives today? Because that's what He's called us to. God is holy. I can't describe holy any better than that. He's holy. He's good. He's perfect. He's loving. He's forgiving. Hallelujah. But He's holy. And He calls His church to be holy. And so in our journey through the spiritual disciplines that we have, and we've only touched on a few, we just needed to arrive at this one called holiness. I needed to arrive. I needed to be reminded. When you read through the Bible, friends, or you pick up a Strong's exhaustive concordance, you see the word holy hundreds of times. I'm not exaggerating, hundreds of times. When you consider the Old Testament, you see that everything about God in His interaction with people is holy. When you see Him calling the priest and forming, and they're getting ready to form the tabernacle and all the priestly duties, His crown, His robes, the Holy of Holies, everything is holy. When you see the New Testament, you see the word holy over and over and over. Jesus called Jerusalem the holy city. John called Jerusalem the holy city. When the demons encountered Jesus, they called him the Holy One of God. And the writers of the Gospels and the writers of the letters in the New Testament call the church to be holy people. It's not just for our great-grandfolks. It's for the church today too. Regardless of the name on the sign, it's for God's people today to be holy. I've been thinking about this word holy this week. And I don't watch much TV. I don't have any of the major channels. All I get is PBS. But I'm told lately what's happening on TV. And it ain't holy, friends. I walk by the tabloids. I don't read them, but I walk by them. And our society, in contrast to what God has called His people to be, isn't very holy. Our entertainment industry isn't holy. I've seen some of our children's video games. I've seen some of our children's cartoons. They're not holy either. God has called the bride of Christ, you and me, and fellow believers all around the world, if we have made a profession of faith in Jesus Christ as Lord, He's called us to be holy people. He's going to fill us with His Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. He's given us the Holy Bible. Did you notice? It's called the Holy Bible. He's given us these things to be holy people. We can't do it on our own. We must be born again. And we must be filled with the Holy Ghost. And when we really allow the Holy Ghost to take a hold of us, we become a holy people. Not by our own might, but by the Spirit of the living God. And so, you may have figured by now that this idea of holiness has become very real to me. I become very passionate about it because it applies to me first. And may I just say before we go into Scripture, holiness and holy living is not for the old days. It's for today. Can I get a witness? It's for today. It's for today's church. God has not changed. His Word has not changed. Hebrews says Jesus has not changed. The Holy Spirit has not changed. And His people need not change either. He's called us to be holy. Let's take a look at some Scripture. First one from Ephesians 1:3. Ephesians 1:3. I hope you got your Bibles today. If you don't, it's on the big screen, but I hope you'll follow along in your Bibles just to see that what I'm saying is from there. I'm reading from the New King James Version. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as He chose us in Him before the foundations of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. You see what Paul is writing to the church at Ephesus? God had a plan for us before the foundations of the world were ever laid, and it is that His followers would be holy people. That's what God planned for us before the foundation, before He ever created the world, before He ever breathed into Adam and Eve the breath of life, before the foundation of the worlds, He desired His people to be holy. Romans 12:1. We're going to go to Romans 12:1 now and later in just a few minutes. Romans 12:2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, Paul writes to the church of Rome, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Over and over, friends, we see in the New Testament the call for the church of Jesus to be holy people. The Greek word for holy is hagios. It means set apart. And more specifically, it means set apart for God. Set apart for God's use. That's what holy means. That's what He's called His church to. And friends, if we're walking and talking and looking and acting just like the world, we're never going to be the way God called us to be when it comes to holy. Set apart. Set apart for God's intended use. That's what He desires of His people. I think of it, when I think of set apart, I think of it this way. Different from the world. Noticeable from the world. I'm not talking about shaving our heads smooth, getting long robes, sitting on top the highest hill. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about noticeable because we're reflecting Jesus. I'm talking about noticeable because we really allow the Holy Spirit of God to lead us in our business dealings, or lead us in our, perhaps yesterday, inability to love our neighbor, but today with the Holy Spirit's leading, a little more ability to love our neighbor as ourselves. I'm talking about being set apart and being truthful and loving towards our spouse or our family. I'm talking about different than the world because we have a different calling. We have a different standard in Christ Jesus. That's what He's talking about when He says, holy and set apart for God's intended use. Peter in 1 Peter 1:15 said, and you know these verses, but as He who called you is holy, that's God calling us to Himself, you also be holy in all your conduct. Because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. Timothy was told by Paul in 1 Timothy 4:7-8, strive towards godliness, which is right along associated with holiness. Paul told young Timothy, reject profane and old wives' tales, and exercise yourself towards godliness. For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is and that which is to come. Here the Apostle Paul reminds Timothy, just like when we want to stay somewhat physically fit, we got to exercise. If we want to get stronger, we got to lift weights. If we want to run faster, we got to practice running. And if we want to be godly people, we got to work at that too. That's what he's challenging Timothy with. Just like bodily exercise profits us some, godliness exercise profits us much. So I wonder today in the 21st century, what does it look like today for the bride of Christ to be holy? What do you think it looks like today? You just have to ponder that a minute. What do you think it looks like for us, me, you, believers all over, to be holy people? What does that look like? I don't think we have to, like I said before, I don't think we have to shave our heads, put on a flowing garment, and go sit on the top of the highest hill. I don't think we have to do that. Although, I guess if that's what God's called you to, more power to you. But But do you think it might mean just being honest in everyday business and everyday dealings? Honest with our family, honest with our boss, honest with our peers, honest with our co-workers, honest with the government, honest with the policeman, honest with the Lord. Do you think it might actually mean we can love the unlovable somehow by God's grace and by God's courage and strength and His Holy Spirit? Do you think in the 21st century that maybe holiness would be something like if we the church, beginning with me, actually live at home and act and talk and at home like we do in church? Would that be a reflection of more holiness? Do you think it means to allow the Holy Spirit of God to lead us in everything we do? Let me just say this from my perspective. You apply it if it's applicable. If my conduct in my conversation, and sometimes my character is out of whack, but if my conduct, conversation, and character is out of whack, if it's looking just like the world around me, I'm not living the way God called me to. I'm not living a holy life like God called me to. And if I've claimed the name of Jesus Christ as Lord, and coveting my neighbor's stuff, lying to my boss, stealing from the government, lying to my wife, drunkenness, greediness, pride-filled, sexually immoral, whatever it is, if that's what my makeup is, and I claim the name of Jesus Christ as Lord, I'm not very holy. Matter of fact, I'm not anywhere near holy. And so I'm just saying today, brothers and sisters, God has called His church to be holy. He really has. Starts with me. But God has called His church to be holy. Romans 12 and 2. I said we'd get there in a moment. Here we are. Romans 12, verse 2 this time, going on from what we just saw a minute ago. And do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You see, friends, he's writing to the church. And when we have put our faith in Jesus Christ as Lord, we're a new creation, the Bible says. And Paul is simply telling the church at Rome here, don't let the world mold you. I believe I've said that a few times myself. I believe that I've challenged us I've suggested to us that if we will only allow the Holy Spirit of God and the Holy Word of God to form us and to fashion us and to mold us into we are, we will be holy people. But if we do not let the Holy Spirit and the Holy Bible form us and fashion us into the people that God wants, then the world will form us. It really will. It will form us into its mold, into its image. And we won't reflect Jesus, we will reflect the world. And so Paul is saying to us here, followers of Christ, don't let the world conform who you are. And so let me just close with these two points, and then we're going to sing a couple of songs to close today. Friends, we can never be holy people living holy lives reflecting the image of Jesus Christ unless we have been born again. Unless we have surrendered to Jesus Christ as Lord and allowed His Spirit to fill us, we will never be holy people. We just can't. Our holiness comes from the Holy Spirit. And so, maybe that's where we got to start. Surrendering completely to Jesus Christ as Lord. surrendering to His Spirit, wanting to fill me up, wanting to help me in my conduct, in my character, in my language and dealings and everything else. Maybe we just got to surrender to a new degree to God and His desire to help form us to the image of Jesus. I think it's going to take daily surrender. I think it's going to take, like Jesus suggested, we're going to have to deny ourselves daily, take up our cross and follow. I think it's going to take that. I think it's going to take time daily in His Word and in prayer. You say, Jim, I don't have time for that. I'm just saying, if we don't have time for the Holy Spirit and the Holy Word, then the world will form us. It'll mold us. It'll mold our thinking. It'll mold our habits, our behaviors. It really will. And I'm just saying that when God's people come together often, we're not perfect. I'm certainly not. But maybe together, as we allow the Holy Spirit to lead us and we allow the Holy Word to lead us, maybe together we can help each other be more holy next week than we were last week. And more holy next year than we were last year because of the Holy Spirit leading us. And so I just want to close again with the same verse that I started from Hebrews 12:14. Without holiness, no one will see God. You say, Jim, I'm a pretty good person, but I don't know much about this holiness. Go ahead, Jess. Friends, we can't be holy on our own. Doesn't work that way. We've got to be born again in our spirit. We've got to let Jesus Christ come in and take control. We've got to let His Spirit lead us and help us to reflect Jesus and be the holy people that He's called us to be. That's the only way we'll be holy people. It's going to take exercising, spiritual exercising. It's going to take time in the Word. It's going to take time in prayer. It may take some fasting, like we talked about that spiritual discipline a while ago. It may take being with an accountability group. It may take being in a Bible study, just growing with your fellow brothers and sisters. It may take more prayer. But God has called His church to be holy. And my prayer is that people will know Him. I don't mean know about Him. Partner, everybody knows about Him. I mean know Him in a transformational way. Know Jesus Christ as Lord. And when we do, to be holy people. That's my prayer. For me, for us, for the church at large. If you want to come and kneel at the altar and pray, or you want me to pray for you, or Pastor Les, we'll pray for you. Let's sing these songs to close.